Welcome to Unbound Ambitions, the podcast where aspirations meet action, dreams fuel drive, and every ceiling is just another floor to break through. Here, we celebrate the power of persistence, explore the art of balancing career and personal life, and unlock the secrets to growth and fulfillment. Whether climbing the corporate ladder, navigating entrepreneurship, or finding harmony in your daily life, Unbound Ambitions is your companion in journeying toward your highest goals. Join us as we get real about challenges, present valuable information, and equip you with insights for a life that's as thriving as it is grounded. Because here, we believe your ambitions are just the beginning. And now your host, Penelope Magilniti.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Feminine and Powerful. Let me ask you this. Do you ever find yourself going through the motions, wondering why you're never satisfied or happy anymore? Maybe you feel like you're running on autopilot and you don't really know why. You try to think back, but don't remember when this actually happened. And then you know that you need to break this cycle, but you're not sure that you can. And this is what I would like to talk about today. There is a way to break free and to become more present. And this way is called becoming more aware of what's going on, not only around you, but mostly inside you. And self-awareness is when we understand our thoughts, our emotions, and our values. It's when we recognize that our thoughts are the ones that influence our emotions, which in turn influence our decisions and our relationships. And let me give you an example. If we believe as women that we need to work hard to prove our worth, and so we can get promoted, then what we will do is say yes to requests and maybe try to please people by adding more and more in our workload. The result will be to feel exhausted, stressed, and we may become resentful if people don't appreciate what we do and don't tell us, in our opinion, how much they value our contribution. And sadly, we adopt this behavior many times without even questioning why. Why we are functioning like this? We believe that this is the only way to do things. But what if instead we start to pay more attention to our thoughts? We start to pay more attention to what we believe. What if we start questioning society's messages on what our role as women should be? And what if we refuse to take the good girl role for granted? We have been taught to obey this role since we were very young. Good girls don't do this. Good girls put other needs first. Good girls don't talk back. The list can be endless. And all these statements are thoughts and beliefs that have been passed on us and we adopted them. The more self-aware we become of these statements, these beliefs, and this ideology, the easier it will be to break free. One of the best ways to become more self-aware is pay attention to your thoughts. And a great technique is journaling. It's a great way to understand and observe your thoughts and your belief systems. Devote 10 to 20 minutes daily and write down things you believe or perceive as true up to this point. Then, once you finish writing them, read them aloud. Do they make any sense? Are these thoughts going to add more excitement and joy to your life? Or are they depriving your joy and freedom and stealing precious time from your family and yourself? And once you do that, decide which thoughts empower you and which ones are holding you back. Be objective, be honest with yourself. Years back, I believed that to be a good mom, I needed to stay home with my child. A good mother doesn't value her career more than her child. A good mother sacrifices her career to raise her child. I don't even recall when or who helped me to adopt this belief, but it was instilled in me and it was very, very deep ingrained. So I took a sabbatical from work, I stayed home to raise my child, and I was a miserable mom. I was unhappy and felt so guilty because I felt this way. Who decides what a good mom is? We do, not the society, not the culture, and not our religion. My kid was happier when I was happy, not when I was irritated and felt useless. And I'm not implying that women must work. We must work if we want to, if we choose to do it. Only then. So let me summarize. When we become more aware of what's happening in our minds, we regain our power. We decide consciously on what we want to do, and we stop running our lives on autopilot. Self-awareness is just the beginning of a deeper, more meaningful journey. For the next couple of days, I would invite you to journal all your thoughts. Write them down and then question those thoughts on the basis of, are they helpful or are they holding me back? And please let me know how it goes. I would like also to invite you to subscribe to my channel. And if you're listening to my podcast, then follow my podcast, Unbound Ambitions, so you get notified every time I put some new content out. Also, invite someone else that you know it will benefit if he or she watched this episode. Go to the link on the show notes and register to receive the Reflect and Rise evaluation for fulfillment and growth. And until next time, much love.
There are several myths and misconceptions that exist about women who want to have successful careers and maintain fulfilling and beautiful relationships. And this is what I love to do. I love to debunk these myths, to coach and guide women to a new way of thinking and doing. If you're interested in learning more about my work, I would like to invite you to a conversation. Go to penelopemagulianidi.com/let's talk to book your call.